This is a Steam Studio production.
Welcome to the Steam Spotlight, where we celebrate the inspiring achievements of students, educators, and community partners making waves in the Steam field.
For this Steam Studio Spotlight, we are thrilled to welcome NIU Steam's very own student leader, Khalil Barahawa. Khalil talks with us about his aspirations as a world language and ESL educator motivated by his multicultural and multilingual background, as well as about his experiences and philosophy as a senior Spanish education major at NIU. In addition to being an NIU STEAM student leader, Khalil also talks about his role with NIU's PIC Museum of Anthropology.
Well, welcome back to the STEAM Studio. We are really excited for this episode because we get to talk to some of our amazing students that we work with, because we work with so many incredible students. And today we have one of them here in the studio with us. Hi, Khalil.
Thank you for having me.
So we are so excited to talk with you. So Khalil's been one of our student worker just doesn't even encompass everything that you've done for us.
Leader, student campus leader, guy, just all around legendary person,
Steam rock star. Sorry, no pressure, Khalil. So Khalil, you've been working with us now for it's been over a year now, right?
Yes.
2 years.
Yeah, I guess it would be 1 year since camps. So we did summer camp in 24, yes, and then spring 25, summer camps, and then this semester.
And now.
So yeah.
Well, yeah. Khalil, can you tell us a little bit about kind of who you are, where mm-hmm. you came from, how you got involved in STEAM?
Yeah, so I'm from DeKalb. I was born in Chicago, and then I spent pretty much like the majority of my life here. My mom was also born and raised here, so we go way back. My family is multicultural. My mom studied art at NAU and then went to go live and study in Mexico for 6 years, and my dad is from Morocco. And he moved to the U.S. when he was around, 23, something like that. And so I grew up around a lot of that, a lot of different multiculturalism, a lot of different languages. My mom speaks 2.5 languages. My dad speaks, 4 or 5 well. And then, yeah, he knows a bit of another 2. So teaching and multilingualism is something that goes way back in my family. My grandfather on my mom's side was a professor, NAU art professor, and my being Moroccan, it's like languages are essential to our life. So it's really cool. That's kind of where I come from. And then right now I'm studying at NAU Spanish and French. I hope to be a world language educator or ESL bilingual teacher, kind of deciding between the two right now. I love them both for different reasons. So I'm really like trying to figure it out, but yeah.
So as you're figuring it out, what are some of the experiences you're having here at NIU that's helping you do that? Like, cause you've had so many amazing experiences, not mm-hmm. just with us, but just through your degree path. So what are some of the things you're doing that are letting you test the waters and figure out where you want to go?
Well, definitely this job at STEAM has been very enlightening for me about how I can make things interdisciplinary. And that's something I'm learning about in my methods courses too, is how we can involve in terms of language acquisition, how we can involve and connect with kids' communities and the other subjects they're learning. Because the studies show now that show us that the best way we learn language, the natural way that we learn language, is in context, not from writing verb boxes off the board, right? So the way we can contextualize what kids are learning as much as possible we should be doing that. So working at STEAM has been really enlightening to see how we can mix those art, the science, the technology, the social emotional, the social justice. It's really beautiful to see and work with all the great professionals and educators at STEAM. I always say this, like, I have cooperating teachers that I work with, that I've worked with for the past couple semesters, and working at STEAM and working with educators is like having like 6, 7, or 8 cooperating teachers all at once. And so, like, you know, Jess is really great with helping with planning and management strategies. Jasmine is also really helpful with me for that. April has been super great in showing me the techniques of like art education, and I'm really, really trying to incorporate that stuff into my lessons and curriculum, especially now with all the stuff about AI and seeing all the technology STEAM has access to. I really do think it's incorporating itself into my philosophy that, like, all students, all kids need to be learning about technology whenever possible. They need to understand how to export a file. They need to understand, whether it's exporting a file or it's, you know, making a 3D model, these skills help them understand the world better, their world better, this new modern world, and give them skills that they can carry on through life that'll, you know, sadly, a lot of people just don't know about, even though technology is everywhere, right? So, yeah, that interdisciplinary and, you know, those new, preparing them for the new world is really important for me. And that's what I've been learning at STEAM, on top of just the experience working with kids that I've been getting. Of course, also I have my clinical observations. So right now I'm teaching at a school kind of in the a little like on the outside suburbs, like Elgin area, we'll say. And that's been really cool because I'm teaching Spanish and French. So I am working with new learners, what we call L2. They're the second language. And then I'm also working with heritage speakers in AP Spanish. So that's really cool that I get to work with both levels and use my skills for both of them. What else have I had at NIU? I've done a lot of study abroad experiences. I've been so lucky to do that. My first one was 2 weeks. No, not 2 weeks. Like spring break, 10 days in Panama City. I went with the Hispanic Business Student Association. I'm not Hispanic, nor am I a business student, but I was invited to go because some of the members knew me, the director. I went to high school with her son, actually. And they knew how much I was interested in the Spanish-speaking culture and the level of my Spanish. So this was freshman year that I was invited to go on this trip. And it was amazing. I spent the whole time asking questions, bugging our tour guide, practicing my Spanish, and learning about this place that, quite frankly, I hadn't thought very much about before. And it was so cool to see, like, something different to Mexico, different to somewhere like Colombia or Spain that I had been learning about. And seeing all this, like, logistics stuff about how the supply chain and all of that, like the Panama Canal, and was super interesting, and I'd love to, that's something I could definitely incorporate into any sort of lesson and, or, you know, something like that. So that was cool. And then after that, I spent 2 months in the Philippines after preparing for like 8 months, every Sunday night taking Tagalog Filipino classes, cultural classes, helping with cultural events. It was a huge thing with Fulbright Hayes. And then we ended up going to the Philippines for 2 months. We stayed in one part of the northern island of Luzon, learning language through the context of agriculture. So we learned about like coffee production, which is really cool and really tasty. And then we went to Cavite. No, that was in Cavite. And then we went to Nueva Ecija to learn about rice cultivation and also really, really delicious rice. And of course, I learned so much from that experience, and it's not something I never thought I'd be able to do. And that's what I appreciate so much about NIU, is that there are opportunities when you're on the lookout for them, and when people recognize, you know, hard work and dedication. So I appreciate that. And then My last most recent study abroad was 4 months, one semester last year in Mérida, in Mexico, Yucatan Peninsula. That was like life-changing for me. I left being like, wow, my Spanish is not where, you know, I've been studying for 7 years and my Spanish is not where I want it to be. You know, I feel like I hit this block. Just going to class every day wasn't enough for me. And so my Spanish, like, it became what it is today, which is, I would say, fluent. I'm so like that feeling of like, whoa, this is crazy. I had a friend at the same time who went to Paris, and he came back for December break. He was there for the whole year, and in December I was done. And I'm like, I talked with him. I'm like, bro, we're both fluent. This is beautiful. And we like we had a cool moment about that.
And you got to demonstrate that because you taught with me this summer, mm-hmm. and we had students in there who were bilingual or they were English language learners, and I would not have been able to get through the camp without you, and your mm-hmm. Spanish was so flawless as you were translating. And mm-hmm. so, like, as you think about all these different experiences that you've had and then some of the opportunities you've had at NIU STEAM, what have been some of your favorite ways or your kind of biggest aha moments when you've incorporated something you've learned from your classroom into working with students? Because you've designed some lessons for us, you've taught. What have been your favorite kind of, oh my gosh, I just used something that I learned in the classroom in a real setting, and this was so cool?
Yeah. Definitely when we worked on the Endless Possibilities camp, like what I knew about, you know, bilingual education, stuff like that was really helpful. Coming up with ways for them to, you know, acquire language and then at the same time show that they're the expert on stuff. So like, you know, a lot of times that meant, you know, there's a lot of kids that were super proficient in English, but, you know, we wanted to know what they knew. So using the use of visuals, like I know we had one kid, I mean, all of them, actually, it was incredible how just like they tried expressing themselves in English when possible. But when it came to using visuals, it was amazing. Each kid had their own style and they worked together and it was really brilliant. Another thing was appreciating the different perspectives. We had that College of Business. We had that activity, and a lot of the students came at it a way that I think we wouldn't have even thought about. They're like, okay, here's the problem, you know. And they're like, well, why don't they hire more people? Why don't they create their own business? Why don't they strike out on their own? And that's something that we might not have, you know, thought about. In my opinion, I was like, that is a great idea. Why don't they just do that? You know? And it's such a great reflection of where they come from and what they know. And I think that in the future, if all classrooms can appreciate that as something, as value added to the classroom, instead of a deficit, like, oh, these poor kids, they just don't understand it. You know, absolutely not. That's incredible. That's incredible value that's being added to the classroom.
Yeah, I loved that activity. So we had the students, it was an innovation challenge, and they were given a potential a person that they were solving the problem for. This was the problem, and they chose, I think we had a mobile chef or a mobile scientist, and they had to come up with a solution to make their life easier. And yeah, going through the empathy aspect of that project where they had to kind of put themselves in that client's shoes, and then the way they not only described or drew or communicated their solution, and it was so much fun to watch their thinking evolve and how they came together as a team. And I think you did a great job facilitating that and being the being the teacher on the side, the guide, which is, as you move into a classroom, a great skill to have. As you're doing more project-based learning, you've got some great experience of how do you not give them the answer, but how do you guide them and pull out what they know? And that had to be fun for you, too, to see it from that perspective.
Yes, definitely. Trying to think of something I did with the kids. for my art day for the STEAM Explorers camp. That was really fun. You know, we started off the day with this like little with languages activity. STEAM has so many different languages and cultures represented, just even among us, just the student workers, you know. So I was like, okay, we got like 8 people here and like 8 different languages represented. Why don't we do the hook for the class in the start of the day? Every kid goes with somebody and learns to say, hello, my name is, or hi, how are you, in a couple different languages. We had Spanish, French, American Sign Language, Igbo, Hausa, from Nigeria. Then we had Arabic, and I think that was all of them. Oh, Polish. So, and the kids, they really enjoyed that. And, you know, my goal, and I had the kid in my group, he was like, I can't present. So at the end of the activity, I wanted them to kind of show everybody and everybody like repeat it. And my kid was like, I can't do it. He was like about to cry. And I'm like, you know what? It's okay. It's really not that important. It's only if you want to. We all still had a great time and he did too. But if I had made him do that, this is something I have learned. Like, the affective filter is real, and kids, sometimes they don't want to speak. So it's all about creating that environment where they feel like where they feel comfortable in participating. And that's the biggest thing that I look for when I'm making my classroom.
Khalil, I'm going to jump in here because that student specifically told me that like 12 times the rest of the day, like could not stop saying his phrase. Like he knew it. And he learned everyone else. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like that was how he was introducing everything. And I'm not sure if I got to convey that to you, but like clearly, so he felt comfort. Like he knew how to do it. And it was almost like he might have regretted not doing it. So he's kind of proving it to himself. But those are the moments where you realize, no, you still learned. Like that was still there. And that was because you led that. So thank you for doing that, Khalil.
Yeah. Any chance I can get. Yeah.
So where are you at right now in your program? You are coming to the end of your degree program, correct?
Yes, I am. This is my last, this is the 401. I'm in 401 clinical observation, so that's the last observations before the student teaching experience. I go in once a week every Wednesday for the whole day. I help with classes. Sometimes I just observe. Sometimes I'll observe for one period and then teach the next. And then I also try to take some time to observe other teachers who I think are really strong and see what they're doing. And that's been a really great experience. There's ups and downs, but that's part of it. That's what makes it great, honestly, is that like some days I'm like, oh, there's so much I could have done better. The kids were really, you know, not on their game today. What can I do better to like make sure things are interesting, make sure they want to participate, whatever. And what would I change about my cooperating teacher, my CT's lesson? So it's cool. It's very interesting to like be able to pick out the things that I would do with what somebody else did, because I think 2 or 3 years ago that would have been a little harder, you know. So that's cool. And I develop my own lessons like twice a month to teach, and then next semester that's full-time student teaching. I start with just one class and then slowly I ramp up to all 3 preps, which are, you know, the different subjects basically. And, you know, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. It will be the hardest thing I've ever done, but it has to get done. And, I think I can do it. I'm confident.
I think we're confident in you too. We've seen you shine and excel. The fact that you are so reflective in your practices is amazing. And I think that's the hallmark of a high quality, high achieving educator who's going to make a big difference.
Thank you.
As we wrap up, I've got one more question for you. What advice would you give to, whether it's past Khalil coming into NIU or a student kind of in a similar spot coming into their college program? Like what would be some of the best advice you would give somebody in those shoes?
In the education or world language field, or just in college in general?
Really kind of either one, whether it's a student who wants to go into education and world language, or if it's just a college freshman who's approaching this from the first time, like what would you want them to know going into this?
To explore themselves, take this opportunity. One of the when I got to school and to university, like I took somewhat targeted random classes. You know, I took anthropology because it interests me. I didn't plan on taking a minor. I'm definitely not a major. It's just something that I knew that I loved and I wanted to pursue. And that has taught me so much about culture and humans that is actually, it has really incorporated itself into my teaching philosophy almost completely. And the same thing, I took world music. I love music, you know, whatever. I'm like, I'll take it. This seems cool. And it ended up being like another pretty life-changing experience where I got to know this professor. He invited me to his African drumming ensemble the next semester. And that's something that I didn't think I was capable of, you know. And then the next year, a Middle Eastern music ensemble opened up. And I felt comfortable enough to continue developing my skills and form part of that group, which was enriching for me as a cultural being, as a Moroccan American person, and in just in general as somebody who loves music so much. So yeah, definitely anything you learn, it's always additive. You know, that knowledge will always be there and you will always find a way to connect it to what you want to do, whether that be medicine, education, something in academia, engineering. I mean, come on, you know, there's so many passions that people have that they can turn into a career just by learning some skills. You know, definitely I've learned that with the engineering, being in the engineering camp, I see how what I'm doing as a teacher or maybe as a musician or somebody who needs a bookshelf, right? How those engineering skills, those engineering tech skills have helped me in my daily life. And something that I think is important enough that I want to incorporate into a Spanish lesson or a social studies lesson, you know?
I love that. Fantastic advice. Well, mm-hmm. Khalil, thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with us and for all that you do for NIU STEAM and our students that we interact with. You've been such a pleasure to work with. And for that, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything. And you'll be great.
Yes, the pleasure is all mine. I feel super grateful for the experiences I've had at STEAM. And I look forward to being a part of the team for as long as I can while I'm here.
This has been a production of the STEAM Studio. Please make sure you subscribe, and leave a review to help others discover our shows. You can listen on platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this STEAM Spotlight. Thank you to our partners, NIU STEAM and Northern Illinois University, for supporting this podcast. If you would like to learn more about the work we do, please check us out online at niusteam.niu.edu. Thank you so much for listening.